From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama, emerging from a meeting with his national security team Tuesday, repeated that there's no evidence suggesting a foreign terror group link to Sunday's attack on an Orlando, Florida nightclub in which a lone gunman identified as 29-year-old Omar Mateen killed 49 people.
It is increasingly clear, however, that the killer took in extremist information and propaganda over the internet. He appears to have been an angry, disturbed, unstable young man who became radicalized. As we know all too well, terrorist groups like ISIL have called on people around the world and here in the United States to attack innocent civilians. Their propaganda, their videos, their postings are pervasive.
Mr. Obama said U.S. law enforcement officials are doing everything to stop such attacks, but are sobered by the difficulty in trying to detect those lone actors beforehand. He'll travel to Orlando Thursday to pay his respects to the victims' families and stand in solidarity with the community as they embark on a recovery. The U.N. Security Council Tuesday unanimously authorized a year-long crackdown on arms smuggling in the waters off Libya, supporting the inspection of vessels by navies of the European Union to seize and dispose of illicit weapons. Operation Sophia is designated to help the UN-backed Unity government trying to take charge in Libya.
Cette résolution permet désormais de procéder de manière efficace.
French Ambassador François Delattre described the resolution as representing true headway in implementing an arms embargo on Libya. UN Libyan envoy Martin Kobler told the council the North African country is awash in weapons, an estimated 20 million. The Libyan government can request exemptions to the embargo in order to arm and equip its own security forces. This is VOA News.